All right, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie most of the time.
And we are joined by Master Sergeant Gary Peck. Or should I say Master Sergeant Chief Gary Peck? Or should I say Chief Master Sergeant Gary Peck? Too many titles.
Way too many titles. Whatever you prefer to call me, it doesn't really matter.
I'm called by many different names.
Exactly. thank you very much. Good morning. Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. My different titles, I am the fire chief at the Dane County Regional Airport, Truex Field, the 115th Fighter Wing. And our fire department is very unique. We cover the entire airport, which covers general aviation, the commercial, and obviously the military, the Air National Guard, and also the Army National Guard. So,
sounds like never a dull moment.
It never is. It truly never is. We're always busy. We're always training because of being an aviation, being an aircraft firefighter. We don't see the number of responses, emergency responses, that a true city structural fire department does, which is a good thing because we don't want to be responding to aircraft crashes all the time. But we stay pretty busy with our training because our certification training is very important to us.
So when that 150 comes in announcing he's going to make a wheels-up landing, you'll foam like 10 foot of the runway for him?
Actually, we don't do the pre-foaming anymore.
Really?
Yeah, we don't. They quit that a while back, and basically we get a notification from the tower. We respond out. We have a standby locations, and we basically respond to their standby locations and wait for the aircraft and go from there.
I guess it was an EPA thing that stopped the foam.
Exactly, and we're using much better foam these days as well.
Now, well, you know, here's a question for you. You say you handle military aircraft. Do you have any practice gunnery ranges in your area?
There is one up by Fort McCoy, Camp Douglas, Volk Field, up in that area. And actually, our F-16s, that's where they go all the time to practice. So
in other words, not only are you trained to fight fires, but you've also got to be careful if there's any live ordnance that's on an airplane that gets into trouble.
Exactly. That's why we're so unique. We're a specialty when it comes to aviation aircraft firefighters is that we're trained in obviously all the hazards of aircraft, all the different type of aircraft, to include military, to include the munitions, and you know, we're trained to shut down the aircraft, to do egress, to do rescue, everything. So we're considered the SWAT team of the fire service when it comes to aircraft.
Interesting.
What kind of equipment are you guys using?
We have our vehicles and our equipment are obviously unique as well, different compared to a city department. But obviously our vehicles carry 1,000 gallons worth of water and also about 500 gallons of foam. It can dump water and foam pretty quickly, obviously, and we have different proximity gear, our bunker gear, are obviously silvers. Sometimes they call them baked potato suits.
Yeah,
but
you can imagine.
That's obviously so we can get up close and fight the fire, because obviously with the fuel it produces extreme heat, so we can actually go in and fight the fire and do the rescues that we need to do.
What kind of simulations do you do for, say, a commercial airliner that's come to grief?
Obviously, it depends on the situation, but, you know, we set up on the aircraft, our vehicle set up on the aircraft, depending on, you know, if there's fire, if there's a rescue to be involved. Obviously, our fire is the number one concern, so we put out the fire, but we also produce a rescue path to go in and actually rescue the passengers and the crew and all that. So
it's very much like a chess game.
It very is. You know, many different tactics and methods are used, and with the technology changing and equipment changing, you know, it's you always got to keep up on, obviously, again, on the training, and we train every single day.
I was going to say, you must train a lot.
Yep.
How many members do you have in the fire department there?
Our fire department is a full-time fire department in Madison at the county there, Dane County Regional Airport, and we have 30 full-time personnel. All certified airport firefighters and EMTs, and we have 27 military traditional firefighters as well from the Wisconsin Air National Guard, the 115th, who are there 1 week in a month doing their UTAs or their drill weekends.
Oh, so you guys heap a lot of training on them.
We do.
Hey,
we're one family. We work together.
Yeah.
Well, that's the important thing with the firefighting and rescues is everything, obviously, is teamwork.
It is. It truly is. The fire, service.
Shot.
Yep. The fire service. I'm sure you guys heard of the brotherhood, and that's what it is.
Yep.
You know, we're one big family. We work together, and it's like having a second family. It truly is.
Well, any intense work conditions tends to do that to you, especially ones where your lives depend on each other.
Yeah, it may be a dysfunctional family, but it truly is a family.
Please don't say nice. Your department is like the series Rescue Me.
No.
No.
What was the funniest rescue or situation you've ever handled off the top of your head?
Well, I don't know if I can say that over the radio, but
one of those.
But every emergency that we respond to, whether it's an aircraft, medical emergency, hazmat, no matter what it is, you know, that's the great thing about our job. Every day is a different day. Every call is a different call, so you just never know what you're going to get. But at the airport there, you know, being a regional airport, you know, dealing with the general public, we see many different things. They're all unique. And we're there to help, and we're there to provide the best service possible.
And some days,
and then go back to the firehouse to talk about it. Yeah, man, never seen you guys do that before. Yeah.
That's our debrief. That helps us release the stress, you know, and
oh,
everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well, you got to do that because not only do you relieve stress, but, you know, there's always something that somebody says, you know, we might just be able to do this better next time.
Exactly. And we have a saying is that we're dedicated to excellence, and we try to provide the best service possible. So
whether it's a 150 or a DC-10,
it doesn't matter.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. We're there to help and do the best job possible and save lives and protect property. That's our mission.
Okay, here's the big question. Have you ever actually had to handle any kind of serious emergency?
I have. Also, being a master sergeant in the military and in the Air National Guard, I was deployed to Iraq in 2004 as a firefighter, and we had numerous crashes over there and some very serious emergencies, as you can imagine. I fought some aircraft fire. I've seen some pretty awful things. But
yeah, that's a problem when you get a bunch of airplanes in one spot.
High risk, you know, just with anything, but obviously
pilots
with aviation.
Tired,
yeah. Yep.
With
all of the above.
Combat
damage.
Operations.
Exactly, all kinds of different things. But
spears stuck in out of the wing. No, just kidding. Dead geese. Oh, no, that's different.
I've been very fortunate in my career. I've seen a lot of, I got a lot of experience, got a lot of knowledge, and been able to see some cool things. So
when you get out of the military, you're going to stay a firefighter?
I am. Actually, with my current job being the fire chief at the airport there, my contract requires me to be a member of the Air National Guard. So I'm very young. I'm only 38 years old, so I can't retire until I'm 55.
You look a lot younger than that.
So
I thought he was a kid.
So I got a long time to go. So
hang in there.
Exactly.
Yeah, and be careful out there, too.
Thank you.
That's I've seen a lot of equipment that they use. Are you equipped with the same gear that a standard fire department would have, plus specialized aviation equipment?
Exactly, we do, and we are, and you know, we have we got the same type of gear. Obviously, just there's silver and proximity gear, and we have the same type of fire hoses and equipment and generators and saws and that type of stuff. And again, our vehicles are unique and different because they have the roof turrets and the bumper turrets, and they spray water at a very quick capacity.
Yeah, 1,000 gallons doesn't last long.
It really doesn't. It really doesn't. It goes extremely fast, and one of our trucks, TI-1500 Oshkosh-built truck, has a piercing nozzle. And that piercing nozzle, what it allows us to do is actually, if there's a fire inside the fuselage, instead of actually sending firefighters in, we can actually pierce the side of the aircraft and spray agent and put the fire out. We also have cameras on this nozzle, on this piercing nozzle, so we can actually see the activity that's going inside the aircraft.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I've seen the demonstrations of the nozzle, but I didn't know there was a camera on that. That's critical.
Yep, it truly is.
It helps.
If you have people in there and there's activity, man, hey, guys, fire's out, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have to know if there's hazmat materials on board the aircraft other than fuel?
Yes, we do. And when we're responding, we're asking the tower all those type of questions, what they know about the aircraft, the cargo. Actually, our radio frequencies, we're actually able to talk to the pilot, and that's some of the questions that we're asking the pilot as well. As much as information we can get en route to the emergency is truly going to be helpful to us.
Well, you would have, obviously you would want the basics, you know, souls on board and fuel.
Fuel, yep. Cargo, any hazardous materials, all that stuff.
Snakes on the plane. Yeah.
Exactly. You just never know. You never know. You never know.
All right, sir. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And be careful out there, please.
I will.